Welcome to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You want in? 654-7627. 654-7627. That is the number to get involved with the program. Before you go, let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. 269-1232. 269-1232. It's Gilstrap Roofing. Look, they've been doing just roofs at Gilstrap for over 80 years. For over 30 years, Gilstrap has maintained an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. This means that everyone who's ever come to them comes away happy. Think about the absurdity of that in this world we live in. Well, it's the way it is. I mean, and that's what happens when you've done something the right way for, you know, what's approaching a century. Over 80 years. I mean, think about it. Four generations of roofers. You think Gilstrap doesn't know roofs? No one knows roofs like Gilstrap. No one. And that's why we've had so much unsolicited testimony from listeners who called about this or that, and they're always astonished by Gilstrap's integrity and the job they do. They help Ramona, too. Her house was raining inside. She's shaking her head up and down in there. Her house was raining inside. They came right out, fixed it, and did so very affordably. It's never leaked again. That's Gilstrap Roofing. They'll be glad to help you. Take advantage of their free storm damage assessment. I mean, let's be honest. Even the past couple weeks have been brutal on your roofs. And if you've not thought about your roof for a while, it's time to think about it. The roof's the most important element of your home. The roof protects all your other goodies from nature. Call my friends at Gilstrap Roofing. Take advantage of that free checkup. 269-1232. 269-1232. It's Gilstrap Roofing. You will thank me later. Texas says, Walt, you probably covered this, but I missed it. What's your top five over-under picks for the college football year? Thanks so much. You're the best. Love the show. Thank you. I don't know that I have a top five per se. I gave out 21 plays. You know, I'd have to think about it in that context. I really haven't thought about it in that context. I think there are a number of them, though, that are going to be relatively easy again. In fact, I think most of them. I mean, you know, the thing is, when you give out totals and you take the plus side, you know, Craig said the other day when he called the show that he only takes the ones that we give out to go over because he just refuses to play unders. See, I think unders are actually in some ways a better value, because the problem with the over as a strategy is if a team that's dependent on a quarterback loses that quarterback, then you're toast. You're done. You don't face that with the unders. So if I had to choose one, I'd probably like unders better than overs for that reason, because you don't have that element. Yeah, I don't have the risk of injury. If a team I'm picking to go under gets injured, that just makes them go more under. But if a team I pick to go over has key injuries, well, over the course of the season, you're never going to make it. So, actually, I'm quite the opposite of Craig. I mean, if I was just playing one, I would just take the unders. Because, again, for the aforementioned reason, I think it's pretty clear. So, that's how I view it. But again, our totals plays were 10-2 or 10-3, and they're that every year. So I give out 21 of them. You know, I think there are a few. Let me put it this way: I think there are a few in the picks I gave that were more marginal to me, where I might feel like I only have like a 1-game edge, whereas others I feel like I have a 2 or 3-game edge. And I can look back at them and maybe break that down a little bit for you. So I'll try and do that. Rank them, I guess, if you will. I want to get into this conversation about teams in the New World playoff order. Also, we still have, it's hard to believe we're at 6:15, but we still have team 48 to get to.
Yes,
in our countdown.
Team 48.
Okay, well, here's what we'll do.
Right.
We'll do team 48 when we come back. I want to wrap up this hideous four-letter network. List of the most what the heck is it, the
something about exciting,
yeah, most exciting. Most exciting. Number 19 is Auburn, and it's wide receiver Devin Barrett. You know, um I guess. Look, I think that Stove is going to be a factor. I think Barrett is going to be a factor. I mean, most exciting, I don't know. He may not be exciting to some, but I'd probably go Jarrett Stidham. Look, I think Stidham is poised to have a big year. And the reason is he has ability, and it's year two in the offense. You know, I mean, look, this is a guy who helped lead Auburn to wins over Georgia and Alabama when he had a healthy running back. And it's year two in the offense. So he should get better. TCU is wide receiver Kevontae Turpin. Yeah, you know, Turpin is, if he's healthy, is a big-time playmaker, very dangerous return guy, that type of player. 21 is Boise State, and that's defensive end Curtis Weaver. Yeah, I would agree with Weaver, I think. Weaver's a guy who will have double-digit sacks, did a year ago. So he's all that. I would probably buy that. John on the text line room says, I don't care one bit about golf, but I'm sick of most of the golf updates only mentioning one name, Tiger, and how far off the lead he is, because he's never in the lead. There's more to
that's
that.
That's true.
There's more to that text from on it. That's 100% true, but no one cares. He says, where'd it go? Because he's never in the lead. By the way, they didn't even say who is leading. That's exactly true.
Oh, they
true.
Never tell they that. Don't. You're right.
I hear it in the sports updates all the time. The update on golf is beyond Tiger-centric. It's only about Tiger. Remember I complained about that a few weeks ago? When we had a sports update that just talked about Tiger Woods, never said it was leading the tournament. He adds, by the way, they didn't even say who is leading. When will they face reality that it's over? I guess this will end at the same time. I'll just leave the rest of that. Although, Texter, I agree with that too. I agree with the rest of that text too, but I'll just leave the rest of that. It was a political commentary, the rest of it. You want to get in, 654-7627. All right, to wrap up the four-letter network's most exciting, Texas is Lil Jordan Humphrey. It says the versatile Humphrey lit up the Texas spring game, suggesting he could be in for a big season. I don't know. Let me tell you something. If Lil Jordan Humphrey is Texas's most explosive player, they're screwed. You know, I don't know. Texas better hope for some better quarterback play or better running back play, because if the answer is little Jordan Humphrey, I don't know. 23 is Travion Williams for Texas A&M. It says it's understandable if you lost Williams in the shuffle the past couple seasons. There have been a bunch of good running backs in the SEC during that time. But sleeping on him in his combined 1,790 yards and 38 receptions is a mistake. Yeah, I'm okay with Travion Williams. I mean, you know, if you're talking about the most exciting player at A&M, right now it's a bit of an oxymoron anyway. I'm not sure it's even possible. So, you know, I'm okay with that. 24 says is Oregon, and it says Justin Herbert. You know, I agree with Herbert. You know, what I'm interested in with Oregon is, can they stop anybody? Because it's been a long time since Oregon has stopped anybody. Their defense has been amongst the worst in the country for years now. Most notably their run defense, their per play average. Over the last X number of years, and you'd have to go back and track it, Oregon's averaging surrendering well over 6 yards a play. You're just not going to win like that. And they've got to get better in that regard. Like, even when they've made the playoffs, their defense hasn't been very good. It's been exposed. It was certainly exposed the last time they were in a playoff. But, you know, we'll see. I think Justin Herbert's a talented guy. He's a big athletic kid with a big arm. Pretty good. And then 25, Ramona, on the four-letter network's list is Deebo Samuel. from South Carolina. It says, if you thought South Carolina's offense was better than expected last season, then get ready for what comes next. The Gamecocks won 9 games without their most dynamic offensive weapon in Samuel, who's simultaneously one of the best receivers in the SEC, as well as one of the best return specialists in the conference, if not the best. Look, I would agree with Deebo Samuel being the most exciting player. I think that's inarguable. In terms of what was said overall, I think people forget that South Carolina lost Hayden Hurst. And that's actually my biggest concern about the Gamecocks, trying to replace that guy, because he was the best tight end in America. You know, I will say this, and people have asked me this question, and I've commented on it before, but I've seen new photos and video of Ryan Helinski. Remember, Ryan Helinski's brother tragically committed suicide in that whole story that we've been through. I'm not going to track back into that. I don't want to do that right now. But I do want to say that at one point in watching film, in my evaluation, I compared Ryan Helinski to Luke Falk. I thought he was very similar body type, and he was. But Ryan Helinski now is bigger, thicker, stronger. The recent images I've seen of Ryan Helinski, I would say he's 225, 228, somewhere in that range. I think South Carolina has landed a really good player in Ryan Helinski. You know, you people know, you Gamecock fans, that I thought Connor Shaw was going to be great at South Carolina. We were right. I thought Connor Mitch was going to be a disaster, Steve. I thought Connor Mitch was going to be a disaster at South Carolina. I didn't think he could play at all. We were proven right. Well, I think Helinski's the next big deal at South Carolina. I think he's going to be, I think he's going to be very good. Now, look, I can't speak to health. He'll need to be blessed with health, obviously. And I can't speak to the ghosts, the potential ghosts in his head. I have no idea what that's like. I've never lost a brother to suicide. I've never been in a situation where, like he is, where the family believes that to a degree football was implicated in his brother's suicide. These are things that are almost unimaginable for this young man to have to deal with. The emotional baggage and issues that Ryan Helinski carries with him are, they're unknown to me. I can't speak to it. I can imagine it, and it can't be good. It's got to be very tough. Having said that, assuming that he can find a way through all that, he has ability. He's a big quarterback with accuracy, with real accuracy, throws on time, throws to spots. He has ability. And he's a pretty decent athlete. So, you know, I'll tell you something. You know, he may be limited to play within their own division of their conference, but Muschamp is getting some things done at South Carolina. I think it's foolish to deny that. They exceeded the expectations of most last year. I thought they'd go to a bowl. I thought the number on them was too low. I again think the number on them is too low this year. You know, I mean, I don't know what level Muschamp can get that program to. But I do think that he's getting it to a point where they can compete in that division on an annual basis. And that's where you start. So I think he's done a pretty good job, and we'll see what he continues to get done there. Let me tell you about Priority One. You know, my friends at Priority One, they do security. They also do humanity. When we had our Tigers for Tatas campaign, they matched every dollar we raised. They wrote a big check. Those are the kind of people you want to do business with. What if I told you that they're tip of the spear then in technology? What if I told you that they customize, they cater every system around the specifics of your situation? What if I told you they had the fastest response time in the industry? And then what if I reminded you that they matched every dollar we raised in the Tigers for Tatas campaign? Do you think there's anybody better suited to protect the people who matter most to you? Doubt it. 288-1400 when you want them on your side. 288-1400. Get priority one on your side. Waltip Tula Road Rage. Quick break. I'll be right back.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo hotel right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, kayaks, canoes, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge at lakesidelodgeclemson.com or come see me at our new sales office in Clemson at 906 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 6, right next to Ruby Tuesdays.
You've dreamed of designing your one-of-a-kind pool. Now you can at Aqua Pool Care in Anderson. Right before your eyes, beautiful cascading waterfalls, elegant spillover spas, and unique water fountains come to life with their 3D virtual computer system. And when it's complete, let Aqua Pool Care maintain your pool so you can enjoy your masterpiece. Unlimited pool possibilities with Aqua Pool Care. Call them at 508-1885 or online at aquapoolcarellc.com and make your dreams come true.
When it comes to filling your prescriptions, time is of the essence. At Corner Drugstore in Pickens and Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson, there are no hassles having your prescriptions transferred or filled. They'll gladly do that for you. They can contact your medical provider or former pharmacy and take all that worry out of your hands. All you have to do is pick it up. No hassle prescriptions at Corner Drugstore in Pickens and Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson. Small town feel, big time service.
Save big right now at Anderson Ford on Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Like a 2018 F-150, up to $16,000 off MSRP with payments as low as $399 a month or just $13 a day and zero down. That's right, payments as low as $399 a month or $13 a day on a 2018 F-150 with up to $16,000 off MSRP. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 8. Anderson Ford, Interstate 85 to Exit 19 on the Clemson Boulevard heading into Anderson. 3900 Clemson Boulevard, Anderson. Give us a call at 864-810-1036 or find us online at AndersonFordSC.com.
Factory rebates and incentives to dealer, plus tax, tag, title, registration, and 798.50 dealer fee. See dealer for details in 6/30/2018.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell Takeuchi compact equipment at three upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Takeuchi sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today, 864-277-7272, or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
In the shuffling madness of the locomotive breath, runs
the all-time loser. Had long to his death.
Welcome to the Road Rage, WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Still to come, team number 48 in our countdown. I'm going to get to your calls in 1 second. Let me tell you about Tom's Barbecue. I'm craving this. Brock and Beth bought Tom's from the original owner. They stayed true to all the original recipes. They're all great. But they added some things that were uniquely their own, like mac and cheese, which they make from scratch, which is just insanely good. Did I say it's insanely good, Ramona, the mac and cheese? It's insanely good. They do catering, tailgates, parties. You want to be a big hit at your tailgate or your party or your get together? Get Tom's Barbecue on your side. People will love you. They just redid the store and the storefront. They're your home for your Cheerwine National Champion barbecue sauce. If you think that sauce sounds good, trust me, it tastes even better than it sounds. They also offer Carolina Collision, the best of both worlds, Old Carolina, New Carolina. They smoke their wings, have it down to a science. See, it's a process. They smoke them for 2 hours, and then they fry them for 60 seconds, and you get the best of both worlds. It's incredible. Fresh sides and desserts. They're the home for the now legendary banana pudding. That's just unbelievable. They're open Monday to Saturday, 10:30. They cater anytime. Corner of Garlington and Woodruff, right behind Lowe's. 864-288-2652. 864-288-2652. Let me get to Northland Communication phone lines. We'll get to Team 48 in a few minutes. This is Chris. Chris, how are you?
Hey, Walt. Doing great. How about you?
Good, Chris. Appreciate you getting in.
I wanted to weigh in on my World Cup experience. I talked to you about...
Oh, yeah, yeah. You were going to Russia, right?
Yeah, sure did.
So how did it turn out?
Oh, it was fantastic. We went to Istanbul for 4 days, first to Turkey, then went to Moscow, and spent 10 days in Moscow and St. Petersburg.
How about that? That's an amazing journey, Chris. Did you ever have any concerns? Was there any time where you felt less than comfortable?
Well, prior to going over there, I took my girlfriend with me, and we discussed that, and we had concerns because everything we heard the news about it. But to be honest with you, in Istanbul and Russia both, I never felt any bit for my safety at all. I felt comfortable the entire time I was there. Never had any issues whatsoever.
Well, good, good. I'm glad to hear that. How about the, two things. One, how about the food?
The food is phenomenal.
Really?
Really good. Yeah, the Russian food's a little bit different, but it was, I enjoyed it. And there's a lot of course, different varieties, Uzbek, Georgian, different, all the different nationalities, so different kind of restaurants, but I thought the food was phenomenal.
So what kind of stuff did they have? What did you eat?
We ate at a couple of Uzbeki restaurants, a lot of vegetable dishes, eggplant and goulash kind of thing.
Okay.
Istanbul, of course, kebabs are famous for kebabs.
Yeah. That sounds pretty good. All right. So now we got through the other stuff. How about the soccer?
The soccer was phenomenal. Very well supported, very well attended. A lot of different nationalities there. What was surprising, not surprising, is to see the supporters for Poland, because they're not that far away. Some of the European teams, of course, because they're close by. But there was a huge contingent from Mexico, from Colombia, from Peru, from quite a distance. But the Mexican fans were fantastic. You saw sombreros and Mexican flags and people dancing everywhere. Super excited about World Cup. It was phenomenal.
Oh, man, it sounds like a great experience. Now, is soccer your favorite sport?
Well, I grew up playing the game. I played at Daniel High School.
Right, right.
So I'm a huge soccer fan, but I'm also a huge college, of course, Clemson fan. I'm a Clemson grad. I'm a huge college football fan, but I do enjoy soccer as well. It's one of my favorite sports.
Is this something you always wanted to do, and did you have a hard time selling your girlfriend on it, or was she, like, all in for it?
She was a bit reluctant. She has two teenage daughters.
Yeah.
So she was a bit reluctant.
Yeah, I can understand that.
To those somewhat exotic places.
Yeah.
But once we, she kind of got on board, and we read some guidebooks, and she kind of got World Cup spirit. She was excited. She had a great time.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. It sounds like you had a big time, Chris. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Glad you made it back safely, and sounds like you enjoyed the whole trip. Must have been quite an experience.
Yeah, it was great. So I want to kind of weigh in. I know you talk about a lot. Right now we're on the verge of college football, but we're kind of in the throes right now, the midst of World Cup. So
yep.
I kind of want to weigh in and tell you what I've experienced.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Did you?
Well, thanks a lot, Walt.
Thank you, Chris.
I appreciate it. We'll see what happens here over the next 2 weeks. I think Belgium's going to do well, and I think Brazil's got a shot as well.
Yep, I would agree with that. Good job, Chris. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Sounds
thanks,
like
Walt.
You did. Sounds like a once in a lifetime kind of trip. Sounds like a pretty special time. We have Cornbread Angry Lawyer. I still have Team 48 to get to in our countdown. Also, I have another story that I think that people have missed almost completely that I find extremely disconcerting. Like one of the most disconcerting things I've ever heard. And I'll get to that. Let me get to Cornbread. Cornbread, how are you?
How you doing, Mr. Morton?
Good, Cornbread. I appreciate you getting in.
Well, listen, you know, you were talking about the best Westerns you've ever watched and liked and all that.
Yeah.
All right. This is a Mountain Man movie. It ain't the whatever it is, but this is The Man in the Wilderness. Or Richard Harris, he was a group of people, and they were taking a boat from the East Coast to the West Coast, explorers, and he got mauled by
Cornbread,
a bear.
You have something on behind you, radio, TV, something? I'm getting some sort of feedback.
It's just me, probably.
All right. I think I know that movie. I'm going to have to look that up. I think I know that movie.
Well, he got found by the Indians, and they held him up. And he took off after the boat and all the captains. It's a good movie. All right. Bye.
Hi, Cornbread. I appreciate you getting in. I'll check that out. I've got to find this other story during the break. Let me get to Angry Lawyer. Angry Lawyer!
Walt, how are you?
Good, Angry Lawyer. Appreciate you getting in.
Oh, man. Thanks for taking me. You did a great show today.
Thank you.
One thing I want to say, all your callers, we all have our positives and negatives. You know, I probably don't like most of them. They're Clemson fans. But at the end of the day, why can't we all be like Joe Delaney? Why can't we all?
Yep.
Do the stuff that we should do to help our fellow man.
Yep. You know,
yeah, I'm glad you go over that every year because it really, it brings it up. It's good.
Yeah, he was a special person, but you're right. I mean, it almost feels like there's something lacking in who we are now or who we're becoming. And maybe it's just that we hear too much of the negative. Maybe we get an impression, maybe we're left with an impression that isn't reality. Maybe we just don't get to hear about the good acts enough. Maybe that's what it is. I hope so.
I agree. Because, you know, there's two types of people. The ones that run in that burning building and the ones that run out that burning building.
Yep.
Let's all try to be the one that run in.
Yep.
My one little comment is, South Carolina is where all football coaches go to die or go to Florida like Holtz did. If you saw Will Muschamp having 2 9-win seasons, do you think a team like LSU, who is going to fire that jabroni that they have right now, obviously, do you think a team like LSU would come after him, or do you think any team would come after him? And B, do you think that he would entertain the thought? I'll take this off the air. Have a great weekend.
Okay, thank you, Angelo. You too. Appreciate the call as always. I don't know. Maybe I'm misreading this. I almost want to credit Muschamp with being sort of a loyal guy. He just has that.
Yeah.
He just has that feel to me.
So.
You know, I mean, South Carolina gave him an opportunity when he sort of needed one, you know, after the Florida debacle. And maybe I'm misreading it. I don't know. I think he may be there a while. I think he may be there a while. I guess we'll see what we'll see what happens. But right now, I'm under that impression. You know, I can't find this story that I'm looking for, and I don't know who sent it to me earlier today, and it's ticking me off because I know it's right here somewhere, and I can't find the stupid thing. I'm finding what I wrote. Can't find it, and I didn't retweet it on purpose. I'll have to look it up, which I will endeavor to do here, because this story hasn't made any headlines at all that I've seen. But well, at least it's not being discussed very often or in many places, even if it has made headlines. International basketball, Ramona. Jeff Van Gundy, coach of the U.S. team. We lost. Do you know who we lost to?
Who?
We lost to... I know it sounds impossible. This is basketball I'm talking about, people.
Yeah.
We lost to Mexico.
Oh, no.
In basketball.
I thought we were like the basketball gods in the world.
That's not like a little giggle and an oh, no. That's like a major catastrophe.
Yeah.
We lost to Mexico in basketball. Jeff Van Gundy warned us that he was going to lose to Mexico.
Jeff Van Gundy warned the
Americans that they were in for a serious challenge. To his chagrin, he was right. This is from NBA.com. And the U.S. was handed a rare loss. Francisco Cruz scored 24 points. Get this. Mexico opened on an 18-0 run. Wait a minute. Please tell me. Van Gundy! You are not telling me that the United States of America lost to Mexico in basketball? Are you freaking kidding me? And worse yet, that they went on an 18-0 run to start the game? Against us?
Killing us.
Okay, forget that whole wall idea. We need more imports.
The what?
Forget
yes.
the whole wall idea. We need somebody who can play, man. According to USA Basketball, it's just the second loss by the U.S. in 30 games against Mexico, with the other defeat coming in the 2011 Pan Am Games. We cannot be losing to Mexico in basketball, Van Gundy.
We may have a thing against them.
Orlando Mendez Valdez added 20 points for Mexico, which held the U.S. scoreless for the first 5:51 and forced the Americans into missing their first 10 shots from the floor. I mean, are you kidding me?
Defense.
Look, at the 5-minute mark, I'm bringing in the enforcements and locking you all up. I'm not losing to you. I'm not losing to Mexico. Marcus Thornton scored 14 for the U.S., which was using a roster composed primarily of G League players for the qualifying rounds. Well, apparently that roster's not good enough, Van Gundy, USA Basketball. Xavier Munford added 11, while David Stockton and Reggie Hearn each had 10. The U.S. lost for the first time in 10 contests under Van Gundy, who's coaching this team that's tasked with getting the team of NBA All-Stars ready that'll be coached by Greg Popovich to the World Cup. We can't underestimate how hard it's going to be to play on the road at altitude and against a team desperate to qualify for the FIBA World Cup, Van Gundy said, leading up to the game. We have to make sure we match that type of intensity and passion that we know they'll bring. You lost to Mexico! Mexico led us in frigging basketball 31-10 after the first quarter! Then they staved off a big second half rally by the U.S. Van Gundy, you trailed Mexico 31-10. Honestly, this is just, this is unacceptable. Listen, we cannot be losing in bed. I don't care who we're playing. Okay. I don't care where we're getting the players from. I don't care if we're choosing a bunch of guys from the neighborhood. We can't be losing to Mexico. Now, look, one or two of these cats, two of these cats played in the U.S. at small colleges, blah, blah. I don't care. It's Mexico. They can't be beating us in basketball. It's the most insane thing I've ever heard. Walt Diptula, Road Rage, quick break.
Hey, Clemson football fans, this is Don Munson, the voice of the Clemson Tigers, reminding you that six-game football ticket packages are now on sale. The package includes games against Furman, Georgia Southern, Syracuse, NC State, Louisville, and Duke, and is available for only $299. This is your only way to guarantee tickets to all six of these games. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON, and we'll see you in Death Valley this fall.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Have you been in the market for a new mattress but have been waiting for the right time to buy? Well, stop waiting, because at Seneca Mattress Outlet, now is that time. Mattresses start as low as $196 with a free box spring, or treat yourself and upgrade to an adjustable base. For a limited time only, with your purchase of any mattress, adjustable bases are 50% off of our already low prices. Now is the time, so don't miss out. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest, with no harsh chemicals, no residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
For over 45 years, Hugh Durham has been serving the real estate needs of the upstate. Whether it's residential, commercial, land and acreage, relocation, appraisals and auctions, or development, the skilled agents at Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham & Associates have complete knowledge of the area and make it easy for you to buy or sell. They understand the financial importance and guide you every step of the way. Call Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham & Associates at 225-3788 or online at cbhdpros.com. You'll be treated like family.
The road goes into Central and the party never ends. June 30th for the Central Music Fest. Noon till 4, enjoy 25 craft beers and 3-ounce pours with music from Rob Seal, Barack Tulvinci, and Six Chickens and a Beer. Mixed Tavern Clemson provides the beer, and there'll be food from Dakota's Courtyard Grill. Saturday, June 30th, the Central Music Fest at the Issaquena Roller Mills, 300 Madden Bridge Road in Central. For info, go to eventbrite.com, keyword Central Music Festival. Save big right now at Anderson Ford on Clemson Boulevard, like a 2018 Ford Escape. Payments as low as $249 a month, or just $8 a day, and zero down, or 0% financing for 60 months, plus $2,500 rebate for a new Ford Escape. That's right, a 2018 Ford Escape, payments as low as $249 a month, or just $8 a day, and zero down. Or 0% financing for 60 months, plus $2,500 rebate. A new Ford Escape. Anderson Ford, 3900 Clemson Boulevard, Anderson. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
Factor rebates and incentives to dealer. 39-month lease, 10,500 miles per year. 0% security deposit first month through its signing. Includes trade assistance for a 2010 or newer vehicle. Includes dealer fee and registration. Does not include monthly sales tax. See dealer for details. And 6/30/2018.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com.
Chubbs and cheese. That's pretty funny. I'm not sure I can read that on air. You can get, Ramona, the two leading dogs in Mexico are like the Mexican hairless dog and the Chihuahua. We lost in basketball to a country.
I didn't even know they had basketball over there. I didn't. I know that we go out of the country to play basketball, but I didn't know they had basketball in Mexico.
I didn't even know they had basketball over there.
I know. You're obsessed with soccer.
Hey, Jeff Van Gundy. You know? Hey, Van Gundy. You're fired. Hey, Van Gundy, my producer just said I didn't even know they had basketball over there.
Oh, they like soccer. Like, the rest of the world likes soccer. America likes basketball, football, baseball. Everybody else likes soccer.
That is just brutal. We lost to a country whose national dogs are the Mexican hairless and the Chihuahua.
And Chihuahua. Yeah, that ought to tell you something right there. Bunch of Chihuahuas playing basketball, beating the Americans.
Come on, man. Van Gundy saw it coming. Van Gundy was making excuses before the contest. Van Gundy was setting us up for the fact that we were going to lose to Mexico in basketball before the contest. That's absolutely pathetic. All right, Ramona, we need to get going here. Before we do, let me tell you about my friends at Krispy Kreme. You know, the Reese family's been doing donuts right in the Anderson and Spartanburg since the early 60s. Right now, they have two new special donuts.
Yeah.
The strawberries and cream and the banana pudding donuts. Yeah. And somebody texted me yesterday. I can't remember who it was right now. But somebody texted me. I'm actually scrolling for it right now. Somebody texted me photos of the banana pudding donuts, and they said they were the greatest donut they've ever had.
Yeah.
And here it is. It's Matthew. Matthew, greatest donuts ever, he wrote. Just brought a dozen of the greatest donuts ever. The banana pudding donut, available at Krispy Kreme.
And the strawberry one, too.
Right, for a limited time only. And the strawberries and cream, Krispy Kreme, Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kremes, the Reese family. They just got through having blueberry glazed and lemon glazed. They're always mixing it up. They're the home for the New York Super Cheesecake Donut. Still my personal pick as the greatest donut that humanity's ever conceived of. And, of course, for any of your fundraising needs, the Reese family would be glad to help you. All you need to do is call them, tell them that I sent you, and they'll be glad to help you with any of your fundraising needs. What better way to raise money than through Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg? And the Reese family has been doing donuts right for a million years. Okay, Ramona, it is time.
It is time for
team number 48. Before we get to 48, two things. One texter wrote, "There goes my diet," and the other one is Ray. Ray just wrote us moments ago, right? And you have that text?
No, I'm listening to you. You're looking at me. So
the
I'm
text from Ray. He's out driving around. He's listened to the whole show.
Driving around in the greater Anderson area
looking for that Snickers espresso.
Yeah, he's been from store to store all show.
All show.
Looking for that M&M pack. Said he can't do it all weekend, so somebody needs to help him.
Yeah, help Ray. Help Ray. And you know what? You know, Matt on Twitter, Rona, he knows where the stock is. Matt on Twitter wrote me that he has the coffee M&Ms. He said, but he can't reveal his honey hole.
He's afraid that everybody will go there.
That's right, Matt. Matt's
all right,
smart.
So can we start the are we going to start the music over?
Yeah, start the music
over. All right, here we go. This is the real thing.
Yeah. Maybe I should put Mexico in here. Drum roll.
You're supposed to say number 48.
Okay, number 48. Man, this Mexico thing has thrown us all off.
Who wouldn't get thrown off by Mexico playing
Van
basketball?
Gundy. I still can't believe Van Gundy set us up for it. Van Gundy warned us before that we were going to lose to Mexico.
You're messing up my thing here.
This is hideous. Absolutely terrible, Van Gundy. It's just pathetic. You're bad enough as coach of the Knicks. You can't be losing to Mexico, man, in basketball. What the hell's wrong with you? Let me tell you about team number 48. You know, who's the most underrated coach in all of history? Well, that's Bill Snyder. But who's the most underrated coach in college football right now? That's probably still Bill Snyder.
You aren't asking me.
That's probably still Bill Snyder. In fact, one of the media outlets came out with a thing the other day that said that in the last X number of years, the guy who had won the most games per year over what was projected was, in fact, Bill Snyder. Are you talking to me?
Yes, but you don't want me to go over the mic for that.
Whatever. I have no idea what you're saying.
It's not part of your number 48. You're messing up my recording.
No, it actually is part of my 48. Oh, that's what you're saying. I'm messing up your recording. It is part of it. The question is, who's the most underrated coach in America right now? Most underrated coach in America right now. And that's the answer to who number 48 is. Because I have long thought this guy toiled in relative obscurity, and I still think he is. And basically, no one really knows who he is or what he is or what he does or any of that stuff. And all he does is take over these menial jobs and win everywhere he goes. And if you don't know what I'm talking about Rocky Long. And now, if you know the name or if you don't know the name, do you know where he coaches without looking it up? Because I'll bet you most American sports fans don't know where Rocky Long coaches. Do you know that his team beat Stanford and Arizona State last year? Do you know that his team finished 10-3 last year as ranked? Do you know that his team was ranked the year before in the final standings as well? Do you know that he's gone from Donnell Pumphrey to Rashad Penny? Do you know that what he's really known for is defense? Because he's one of the best defensive coaches in all of college football and has always been a mastermind of building collegiate defenses. And yet, he's a name that most college football fans hardly even recognize. And even if you do, even when you hear it, you probably say, he coaches somewhere out west. Rocky Long coaches San Diego State, and he led them to a 10-3 record last year. That was with Rashad Penny. Before that, he had Donnell Pumphrey. He was ranked the year before as well. The last 2 years, he's something like 20-6. Actually, maybe he's 21-5. As I indicated, he beat Arizona State and Stanford last year in the OC. He beat two Pac-12 teams in the OC at San Diego State. The program under Rocky Long has been hyper-competitive. Hyper-competitive. And it's not going anywhere. Again, when they lost Pumphrey, they replaced him with Penny. And now they've lost Penny, and they're going to replace Penny with Juwan Washington. And if you don't know who Juwan Washington is, Juwan Washington shared the backfield with Penny last year. He's a smaller back, but he rushed for 800 yards and averaged over 6 yards a carry. This program's not going anywhere. They're quarterbacked by Chris Chapman. Chapman is, he's a bit of a game manager type, but he makes really, really good decisions. I mean, incredibly good decisions. He's experienced. He's a leader. This is primarily a young football team. Almost everywhere you look, this is a young team. This team is filled with freshmen and redshirt freshmen and sophomores. I mean, basically all they are. I mean, Rocky Long is building on that level a bit of a power. And he's taken on Pac-12 teams. They're going to be afraid to play him. You look at this depth chart. The San Diego State depth chart is just filled with freshmen and sophomores. I mean, I'm trying to think whether they even have a senior starter. I don't think they even have a senior starter. And they only have like four juniors. It's still a young football team. And a lot of these guys, look, last year, they had a ton of freshmen, true freshmen, competing for spots. Now, Rocky Long does not like to play freshmen near the football. He only likes to play freshmen away from the football. But he had some guys last year who competed and competed early. And they should be that much better. I do think losing Penny hurts. I think that's a fact. And they may take a little bit of a hit this year, but I also wouldn't be shocked if they ended up ranked. They open with Stanford. Again, they beat Stanford last year. They'll travel to Stanford this time, and I think Stanford's going to be an improved team. Once they're past them, they have Sacramento State, who they'll beat. They have Arizona State at home. They'll beat Arizona State. They have Eastern Michigan. They have they're at Boise State. They'll lose that one. That's two. They have Air Force, San Jose State, at Nevada, at New Mexico, UNLV, at Fresno State, which could be tough, and Hawaii. Look, this team, once again, is a quality football team. And I don't know whether they're going to win 8 games, 9 games, but I think they're going to be right in that range. And again, it's a team that's very young defensively, you know, and they've lost some people. They lost Phillips. They lost their defensive tackles. You know, that's going to hurt them a little bit. But I think when you look at Rocky Long's bunch, I think once again, they're going to be a competitive, good football team. They're going to be really tough defensively. They're going to be exceedingly well coached. They're never going to beat themselves, in part because of Rocky Long's coaching and in part because of Christian Chapman at quarterback. So this is a good football team. They may actually finish higher than this projection, which they have the last 2 years, and that wouldn't surprise me at all. But I see them going in as like an 8-win team, maybe a 9-win team. And I'm going to place San Diego State and Rocky Long's bunch at number 48 in the Road Rage countdown to a national champion. We've counted down to the end of the show. I'll see you Monday.
Safe at home plate in the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.